Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
Joining me today is U.S. Senator Ben Sasse from Nebraska. Senator, welcome to the Daily Spotlight. I was thrilled to see your resolution on January 16th before the whole Senate floor, really challenging that there should not be a religious test for people that are going to serve on the bench. Why did you bring this resolution?
Well, first of all, because it's the right thing to do. Religious liberty is a right that we have from God via nature. It's not a right that government gives us. Second of all, because our Constitution enshrines this reality check at the very beginning. The First Amendment has five big freedoms: speech, press, religion, assembly, protest. They're all bound up intimately together, and the dignity of people require that we respect their religious liberty. But third, because there really is a movement against religion in this country, and we've seen it a lot recently in anti-Catholic bias from Senate Judiciary Committee Democrats. So Brian Bisher from Omaha, who I and Senator Fisher were able to persuade President Trump to nominate to the federal bench for the Nebraska district. Brian Bisher is a Catholic and a member of Knights of Columbus from Omaha, a good lawyer and a good man, and he's being attacked by Senate Democrats because he's a member of Knights of Columbus. The Knights of Columbus is the largest Catholic fraternal charitable organization in America, and they're attacking him because he's Catholic. And so we need to stand up for Brian's religious liberty and for that fundamental foundational American reality.
I was aghast when I listened to the hearing and senators began to tell Mr. Bisher that he had to resign from the Knights of Columbus if he was confirmed to the bench. That's not a win for America, is it, Senator?
No, it is absolutely bizarre. And it's a big win for religious liberty that we were able to get the Senate to rebuke and condemn this behavior by Senate Democrats attacking Brian because of his religious faith.
Well, Senator, we applaud your efforts and we are grateful that the resolution passed because, as you stated, our rights come from God, not the government, including our first freedom of religion. Thank you again, Senator, for joining us today on the Daily Spotlight.